CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Today on our show, we have the co-author of Beat the Sugar Addiction Now, Dr. Deborah Kennedy. She's an advocate for healthy family meals, and we all need that with Thanksgiving coming up, so we do appreciate that. If you'd like more information on Fire It Up with CJ or any of our past shows, you can go to her website, fireitupwithcj.com. And right now, I want to welcome CJ and her guest, Dr. Deb.
Hey, welcome everybody and happy Thanksgiving. So, oh my gosh. Thanksgiving and Christmas I love and I sort of dread because it's just full of calories, fat, sugar, refined everything.
Yes. Working in radio, I have found it's insane because you get listeners and companies and clients and people. Oh. Everyone is sending food to the station. And I sit right next to the lunchroom. Yesterday, I was smelling syrup and sausage. I don't know what was in there, but it was very yummy tasting. So I always feel like I'm hungry, but I try not walk in there. I just don't even walk in there. We never eat listener food. And I just don't walk in there because you could have some sort of meal every day from a radio station. And, you know, I do appreciate that people bring this stuff to us, but it's really hard.
It's the worst kind of stuff, too. Seriously, I was looking at some of the recipes, and it's like, you know, I was looking at what is the most unhealthy dish that I could find. And I think I typed in on the Internet, what is a unhealthy dessert or unhealthy? And actually, Paula Deen showed up like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, I know, but her stuff's so good.
Well, of course, what wouldn't be good?
I
if you put like a stick of butter on stuff, it tastes good.
Exactly.
I mean, why wouldn't it?
But I wonder what's the most unhealthy Thanksgiving, traditional Thanksgiving dish. That would be an interesting thing.
Yeah, well, I think we have Dr. Deb can tell us. So welcome back. Welcome, Dr. Deb. Dr. Deb's been on our show before, so she's going to tell us all about how we can make a Thanksgiving a little bit more healthy. Welcome, Dr. Deb.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Happy Thanksgiving.
So Cassandra had a question. What's the most unhealthy thing on the Thanksgiving table?
It's really what you eat the most of. I mean, there's, you know, most of the stuff there, the gravy, the stuffing, it's the way you prepare it and how much you eat. So I think I'm not the type to make any one food like the bad guy because that tends to give people permission to eat a lot more of the other stuff.
Right.
So it really, you know, I'm a bottom liner, and I really want to encourage your listeners to just go back and just use common sense during the holidays. I just got off the treadmill for a half hour so that I could eat gravy on my turkey.
Right, right.
You know, so it's kind of like I look at it as like checks and balances a little bit. But your desserts for sure, your creamy sauces, things that have a lot of butter in it, a lot of fat, the skin on the turkey, that type of thing. Those aren't as healthy as the white meat, whole grain stuffing, but I don't think anybody ever does that. And your vegetables can be really, really healthy. They don't have to have creamy sauces.
Yeah, okay, and the first question I have about, so part of what I want to do is look at the recipe and do it in the eye of, like, I'm Dr. Deb, now what am I going to do with this recipe? So there's tons of stuff. Like, you look at gravy, some gravy which is basically made from fat of the animal. Then I see people pouring in butter. I'm like, what? Why?
Right.
Are we already using the fat of the animal? So what are some of the things, like when you look at a recipe, like you look at recipes that say, like, add a stick of butter. Like a lot of cookie recipes, a lot of the desserts have a stick of butter or sometimes more. What do you do in terms of when you look at the amount of fat in there, what are kind of the rules of thumb you usually use?
Right. So there's three things I automatically, my eye goes to. How much fat, which is usually the butter, how much sugar, and what kind of grain is in there. So I'll take them one at a time. So if something asks for a stick of butter, you can actually reduce the amount of butter in a baked recipe by a half to three quarters without actually affecting the recipe at all.
Wow.
And you can use like applesauce or mashed bananas in its place. So, for instance, I made zucchini nut bread yesterday, and it was a recipe passed down through the generations until it got to me. And then I was like, there's no way I'm putting a cup and a half of sugar in a zucchini bread. I just won't do it. So I knocked it down to 3/4 of a cup of sugar, and I wasn't going to put a cup of oil. I knocked that down in half, too. So I ended up using half the oil, half the sugar, and no one was the wiser. And I replaced it with applesauce. And nobody knew the difference because there was a lot of other flavors in that zucchini bread. There was a lot of cinnamon and, you know, the texture of the zucchini as well, and there was raisins and nuts. So, you know, so I'm looking at what can I take away? How could I enhance the flavor so that people don't know that I'm taking this all away? Mm-hmm. So for butter, you can substitute a half to 3/4 with applesauce or mashed bananas. So that's number one.
So bananas or so let's actually, I want to get really specific. So let's say that we actually says a cup of one stick of butter. So you would have a half a stick of butter, and then how many bananas would you put in?
Okay, so a half a stick of butter is a half a cup, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you put 1/4 cup of mashed bananas with the 4 tablespoons, which is 1/4 cup.
Okay, got it. So the 1/4 cup, so you would have a half of the half of the mashed bananas, you said, right?
Right. You would mash banana to equal a half a cup.
Of butter. That is so weird to me.
Yes.
How are butter and bananas related at all?
Yeah, you know, you get into the whole science of what, you know, the fats do, and, you know, so there is actually a book written by the Culinary Institute of America that's really good that you want to get into the whole technological aspect of it. It's called Techniques of Healthy Cooking, and they've actually partnered with Harvard's Public Health Department to figure out how to bake more healthfully. And so they say you can replace 3/4 of the butter with mashed bananas or applesauce.
Mm.
And then you'll notice that since trans fat's coming, because trans fat is like the evil one, so let's not even pretend, that's coming out of food. But then what you see a lot of are other oils that are solid at room temperature. Those are your tropical oils, the coconut and the palm oil.
Yep.
And we still haven't figured it out, we as in the nutrition scientists, but where it lands right now is that, you know, the palm and the coconut oil are healthier than the trans fat, because anything's healthier than the trans fat, and probably healthier than butter. But I still go by the adage, if it's solid at room temperature, you know, it's really not healthy for your body, so you don't want to use it all the time. But at home, I use the non-hydrogenated palm oil. That's what I cook with instead of butter.
So canola and I thought olive oil was the best. And then someone said no coconut oil.
So we're talking
oil.
Baking, all right? So now you're talking, right?
But
you can use, if you're making muffins, you can use some canola oil in place of the butter. And that's one of the things that the Culinary Institute was working on with the Harvard Public Health. And actually, when they did taste testing, people liked the muffins made with the canola oil even better.
Interesting. Is it the canola oil? Like when I go to the grocery store, I get the canola oil, you know, the margarine, which is basically canola oil that's butter flavored.
Right.
Is that, and would I use it a one-to-one thing? So if it says 1 tablespoon of butter, I put 1 tablespoon of this butter substitute?
Well, actually, you use 3/4 of the amount because butter has some water in it. So if it said 1 stick of butter, let's go with your stick of butter again.
Okay. Yeah.
You would use 3/4, so 3/4 of a half a cup. So that's 6 ounces. So you'd use 6 ounces of canola oil that you would pour in. If you're using that margarine, you need to make sure it's not the hydrogenated kind. Again, you want to use it liquid. So they did the pourable canola oil in that recipe.
Oh, interesting. So with the stuff that I see in the grocery store, that's a solid, right? I put it in the refrigerator.
Right.
It looks like butter. That's not as healthy as...
Yeah, it's hydrogenated.
Why doesn't it say hydrogenated on it then? Interesting.
It'll say hydrogenated on the back, hydrogenated canola oil. Because canola oil is liquid at room temperature. To make it a solid, it has to go through a process by hydrogenating.
Oh, so you'd be better off using the liquefied canola oil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. I didn't understand what you're saying. Okay, got it. All right, so that's
and
the butter.
And then other things that do not involve baking, I use canola probably 1/4 of the time and 3/4 of the time olive oil, first pressed virgin olive oil.
It doesn't taste weird in your recipes, and for your...
It depends what recipes I'm using. So olive oil has a stronger flavor, so the savory dishes that I'm making you can't really taste. But if I put it in a muffin, you would taste it and it'd be like, bleh, no.
But the
canola oil doesn't have a strong taste, so that would be okay.
Okay, got it. And then the other option is palm oil. Like if it says like Crisco, you know, you're actually looking at biscuits and muffins and things like that are so related to the butter, is that when you use the palm oil?
Yes, yeah, you can use the palm oil.
Okay, got it. That's what you use for baking. So that's the kind of stuff that, and the palm oil is usually the kind of stuff that is sort of solidified.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, I get it now. Okay,
because
sugar.
It is very, those tropical oils are very high in saturated fat. The palm oil only has 50% saturated fat, but coconut oil is even higher than butter. So
okay, I could talk like hours on this, but we're going to come back during the break and we're going to talk about sugar and then the flour,
the
substitutes for that. Okay, we'll be right back.